This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Leftism represents the de-evolution of humanity. It's Darwinism in reverse. Instead of survival of the fittest, it's the survival of the stupidest. It's literally humanity plunging into the abyss of irrationality and stupidity and bad ideas. You notice that leftists hate free market competition, even though the free market is what exists in nature. It's called survival of the fittest. If you look out in nature, whether you're looking at buffalo, wolves, deer, plants, dandelions for that matter, all plants and animals compete for resources. And they do so through a process called natural selection and survival of the fittest, of course. They adapt, they create competitive advantages, and they outcompete their rivals. And this is what makes plants and animals more capable generation after generation, more able to survive, more able to adapt and overcome. Now, before liberalism came along, humanity was in a free market system. And this is what created human progress, was competition. People had to adapt and survive. They had to be innovators. They had to be problem solvers. Under liberalism, the progress of humanity has halted and, in fact, has started to move backwards into collapse. This is why all liberal-run cities are collapsing into third-world status. This is why liberal-run countries, or radical left-wing countries, fascism, socialism, communism, they are collapsing as well. The Venezuelan collapse is because of, left-wing thinking, socialism, big government, eliminating competition. And one of the reasons that leftists want to eliminate competition is because they can't stand for there to be outcomes that aren't equal. They want everything and every idea and every outcome and every person to be equal, which means there can't be any competition because in a competition, there are winners and there are losers. Some people do better than others, which is what encourages people to work hard and to strive hard and to innovate and things like that, to make investments in good ideas. But leftism hates that. They want equal outcomes, which is impossible, of course, in any kind of environment where there's freedom. If there's freedom, different people will apply different amounts of work or ideas or creativity. Different people will have different outcomes. Some of it's due to luck, but most of it's due to people's behavior, their dedication, their discipline, things like that. But the left hates that. This is why they hate the free market system, and they even hate the idea of men and women being different. See, they want equality in everything, equal outcomes, equal biology. So they literally tell each other that when children are born, they're born without gender. They're called genderless, according to the left. And they say that doctors assign a gender at birth, just like randomly assign a gender. Flip a coin. If it heads, it's a boy, tails, it's a girl. I don't know. They flip a coin. Of course, it's absurd. You are born as a boy or a girl. You're born with your gender. And in fact, your gender is chosen very early, after the moment of conception. So you have been, by the time you're born, you have been a boy or a girl for more than 9 months, actually. So, because it's not, by the way, you're not born in just 9 months. It's a little over 9 months. A lot of Americans don't seem to remember that. So can you imagine if liberalism were applied to the animal world, let's say? Let's take a deer population. Deer have evolved over time to be amazing runners. I get to watch deer every day because I see them on my ranch. And the way they move, the way they can bound over fences just effortlessly, it's amazing. Even baby deer, they're born and they can run within 30 minutes. I've actually seen baby deer, and they are fast, and they can maneuver, they can survive. But if we had liberalism in the deer population, then first, all the deer that are being hunted by coyotes would be called victims. Coyotes would be called oppressors. And all the deer, no matter how fast they run, would all be required to stop running so that all deer are equal, it would be brought down to the ability of the weakest deer. So whatever deer can leap the least height, that would be the limit. So no deer would be allowed to leap higher than the weakest deer. No deer would be allowed to run faster than the weakest deer. No deer would be allowed to eat more food than whatever lazy deer didn't want to go out and gather food. And you would have a sickly, weak population if the coyotes didn't serve their role as predators and eliminate the weak deer, eliminate the losers. See, this is what a lot of liberals don't understand. It's that it's predators in the animal kingdom that actually make the prey species stronger. Deer are fast because the slow ones got eaten by coyotes or wolves or, you know, other animals. This is what makes animals strong. Predators and prey have a very delicate, intricate, even intimate relationship in nature. They each make each other stronger. And in a sense, the predators serve a purpose by eliminating the weak, which might have genetic defects or might be sick, or, you know, weak buffalo get eaten by the wolves and the strong buffalo go on to reproduce. I didn't say it was polite. I didn't say it was compassionate, but it is Mother Nature. This is how it operates. I watch birds as well on my ranch, and I see birds in constant combat. A lot of humans go out and they hear birds singing and they're, oh, isn't that special? The birds are singing. No, they're in a war. It's a territory war. Birds are only singing for basically two reasons. Either one, to attract a mate for reproduction, or to defend their territory, either by announcing their presence, which is a verbal warning, followed up by the threat of violence, or by declaring to other people, this is my boundary, these are my borders, don't come into these borders. Yes, birds have border walls, so to speak, but they're auditory, not physical. And I've seen birds in combat. They fight each other. Birds eat other birds, baby birds and baby bird eggs. It's combat all the time. I see owls. Owls are the stealth predators of the bird world. They fly silently. When they don't move, they are almost impossible to see against the bark of the tree. And again, when they fly, it is silent. They do not have wing flapping sounds. They are the stealth fighters of the bird world. How did they get that ability? Because of natural selection and competition. They develop the skills and the traits and the properties and the habits generation after generation because the weak died off. The weak were killed. Weak predators starved to death. Weak prey were caught and killed by predators. Humanity has not had any natural selection for a long time, which has allowed incredibly bad ideas to flourish. But it will lead humanity to a collapse of the population, a collapse of economies. Out of that, the survivors will emerge. Free market, or I should say competitive markets, will once again return to the survival spectrum for humanity. Only the adaptive will be able to survive. Not merely the strong, but the intelligent. And those who have stupid ideas, i.e. liberals and leftists, will be killed off or starved to death, or they'll try to eat each other as their cities collapse into cannibalism, things like that. Natural selection can only be delayed. It cannot be paused forever. It can't be canceled. Natural selection is going to happen on Earth again, because humanity has allowed bad ideas to flourish, which will lead to societal collapse. And when that happens, you are either predator or prey, just like in the animal kingdom. If you're prey, you'd better be able to run. If you're a predator, you'd better be able to attack. And you may be both at different times. All of us may be prey to some, I don't know, violent gangs or government thugs who are running around trying to kill people. You know, in one sense, we're all targeted by bad people. That's why we all have to have self-defense. But the day of reckoning is coming for humanity. Stupid people don't really have a future in the gene pool of humanity. So don't be among them. I know you're not. That's why you listen to these podcasts. You want to be informed. But as you walk around the world, this is my homework assignment for you. You walk around the world, you look at people, you know, in the grocery store or wherever you see people in public walking down the street. Maybe you see people at your local city council meeting, whatever. I want you to start rating the survivability of these people. You will find that 9 out of 10 people are too stupid to live if anything goes wrong in society. If the food runs out, if the power grid goes down, if the water runs out, if there's social chaos in nature, the strong survive, the weak are eliminated. And that's why nature keeps getting stronger while humanity keeps getting dumber, because the weak have been given political power, the weak-minded, the pathetic weaklings of society are running society, and their bad ideas will drive humanity to a moment of natural selection. It's coming. So be aware of this. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.